client was for in the office that he was in previously. Call the Rules Committee hearing to order. Today we have with us Therese Miller, we have Bob Heron, we have Kurt Olson. It's so nice to be able to meet you. I don't have to worry about brainwash. And Chairman Coghill. Today the topic on hand is to talk about a authorization of a contract on the second floor wall demolition and some asbestos abatement. Evidently found some asbestos in a wall that was adjoining the speaker and my office as it was and is no more. They want to move that wall, but they have to have an abatement strategy and contract. And then the other thing is to talk about remodeling the speaker's office. The reason for this particular committee to do it is the need in order to act swiftly, and the other committee that could have done this was not able to meet. So that's the main reason for this. Why don't we start by, I'll ask Representative Heron to make the first motion. That's under the second page of your list of things to do. I'll have him make the motion, and then we'll go into explain the motion and then have Pam and Don talk to us about it.
Mr. Chairman, I move the House Rules Committee approve the bid from Absolute Services, Inc. in the amount of $33,800 for asbestos abatement on the second floor of the Capitol Building from session expenses funding.
And just for by way of explanation, Pam, can you first of all explain the source funds, the expense funding?
Yes, I can. This is the component that both the House and Senate Rules Committees control, with the exception of travel, which is by the presiding officers. There's a main co-location code 3192-4301. This would not come out of the co-location code where House Rules has an account that pays for staff and a little bit of equipment, furniture money, or the Senate co-location code. It comes from the main co-location code. And we're estimating that this fiscal year, over $600,000 is going to lapse from this component that's in the legislature's budget. So there is plenty of funding there to approve this contract. And House Rules and Senate Rules is anything that exceeds $25,000 requires committee action. The chairman, you know, can approve things under $25,000, but when it exceeds that threshold by our procurement procedures, we need committee approval.
Is there any further questions? Representative Gardner, any question?
Yes, thank you. I have a question about, we have one bid from Absolute Services. Have we tried to get other bids, and or are they the only people available, or simply somebody that we've worked with before?
Through the chair, Representative Gardner, Don has worked with them before. Legislative Council recently approved a contract for them to come in and do the asbestos abatement in the Capitol boiler room. They are on site right now. We did do a bid abstract with the results of our request for quotes, and we asked Alaska Abatement Corp from Anchorage and also Arrowhead Building Contractors from Wasilla, and they both declined to bid. So they were, you know, sent the information, but maybe they're too busy. I don't know what, but they both declined to submit a bid. So we did do our required notification and bid requirements going to three bidders, and we only received one responsive bid, and that is with Absolute Services.
Okay.
And I kind of feel that if we would have gotten a bid from these other two, that it would have been substantially higher because they would have had to, you know, come to town, and Absolute is already here for another job.
Thank you.
Representative Perrin, do you have a question?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hey, Don, is I assume it's not, but is this asbestos friable?
Refresh my memory what friable is. If I'm not mistaken, it's fibers that can become airborne.
Right.
Yes, it is. It's 25% crystallite, I think, is what the test said it was.
I would assume that's why the bid is pretty high.
That's correct.
The way I understand it, Don, it requires containment. You have to seal it and then dispose of it in an approved site, true?
Yes, that's correct. The area is quarantined currently. They do pre-demolition air monitoring as they're required to. They have all the proper training and gear to go in there and do it without disturbing anybody else in the building. They're doing their air monitoring while they're performing the work, and then they, upon cleanup, they also do the air monitoring. And all this air monitoring is done by a separate entity so that they're not self-monitored, you know, per all the federal regulations, et cetera.
Do we have a motion before us? Any other discussion? I think we're pretty well covered. Is there any objection to the motion? So we don't have anybody online that's voting, so we'll call that a passed motion to approve the bid for Absolute Services. Approve the bid for Absolute Services in the amount of $33,800 for asbestos abatement on the second floor. All right, we'll go to the next item. The next item is the second floor. This is the second floor lighting and ceiling remodel. This has to deal with lighting upgrade request, and it has to do with the ceilings in both the speakers and the majority leader's offices. And this is part of the speakers remodel because if any of you are familiar with my office, they're going to assume that into the speaker's office. My ceiling was at a different level than the speakers. The speakers had the portion, and this is where Don's going to come in handy, that was decorative, I think. And so, Don, can you explain what is going to transpire between those two offices? Is it going to match what's in the speaker's chambers, or is it going to be similar, or what? It seems pretty expensive.
The scope of the project is basically what was installed in 2008 up in the House Finance co-chairs, where in the representative's personal offices you have specialty cast plaster ceiling tiles with recessed light fixtures and pendant lighting. And in the staff areas, you have 2x2 acoustic panels with recessed lighting. That's what's been requested. In the speaker's office that we're having the wall demolished in, that's a little bit different scope of work in there, in a sense that the speaker's personal office currently, if you recall, has the original plaster ceiling in there with a hand stenciled artwork. And Representative Coghill's old office has just the regular plaster ceilings in there. I don't want to drill up into the historic decorative ceiling in the speaker's personal office. So what I've asked the architect to do is have an engineer get involved to engineer and design a ceiling joist system for that area, which would span from the exterior wall to the interior corridor wall, just in that specialty ceiling area, that the new cast plaster ceiling could hang from. And then once we get over into the area that used to be Representative Coghill's old office, we can hang from the original ceiling. That's it in a nutshell.
Okay, well, that explains it better to me. I didn't understand it totally, so that's helpful to me.
And, Mr. Chairman, can I just add one thing just so the members realize? We will not be putting a new ceiling in the caucus room or new lighting in the caucus room or in the reception area of the speaker's office. The two ceiling areas in the speaker's office that we will be doing is the small office where Tom Wright sits and the area that Don just talked about, and then doing the majority leader's office.
Okay. That was helpful. I didn't totally understand that, so thank you for that explanation. Representative Gardner has a question.
Thank you. So will the hand, I don't understand, will the hand stencil work be saved, or will we lose that?
The hand stencil work will be saved. That's the reason for getting an engineer involved to come up with a ceiling joist system so that we can hang the new ceiling from. It'll span from wall to wall and will not attach to the hand stenciled ceiling.
Okay, sure hate to lose that kind of
work. Right, we want
work.
And I felt we needed to preserve that too.
Yeah.
Representative Herron, you want to make the motion and we can go from there.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the House Rules Committee approve the solicitation award and expenditure of session expenses funds to upgrade the lighting and ceilings in the Speaker and House Majority Leader's offices in the Capitol Building.
And it the estimation is that it would be somewhere between $50,000 and $70,000.
So if we approve this, what happens if the bid comes in at $90,000?
We'll be back before this committee.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, ma'am.
I would hope that if it comes in a little bit higher, we don't have to come back to the committee. I would certainly give you a call when it, you know, so you'll know. But we've had these motions before Ledge Council before, and they've given us the ability. I mean, we are going out to bid, but I would like the flexibility that we keep the chairman informed, and if he feels uncomfortable, he can, you know, call a House Rules Committee meeting together. But, I mean, it's just my estimate as to what, you know, this is going to cost is thing. So.
I'll take that as an affirmative, because if it's so far out of line, I would personally call a Rules Committee hearing on it. If it's within that realm of reason, then no need to. But if it's twice the amount or something like that, then I would feel pretty well compelled to bring it back before the committee.
Okay. Thank you.
Any objection to the motion? Hearing no objection, then the motion will pass to award the solicitation award expenditure for upgrade of lighting and ceiling in the Speaker and Majority Leader's office. Well, that brings all the stuff I had before the committee. Was there anything else, Pam or Don, that you wanted to say regarding these motions?
We just thank the committee for acting quickly and meeting today, and thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Anything else? I don't really want to hear anything.
Since we haven't built previously.
No. Without any more mischief, we're adjourned.
Oh, good.